The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Carlos says, who can the Texans trade to get back their first-round pick? Said it yesterday. The only guy of any value that they could trade is Clowney.
That's it.
You think that's it?
Yeah. Seriously, who would you get a first-round? Well, Watson, but you're not trading him.
Right. You might be right.
Can't trade Hopkins because you just re-signed
him. Could you get for Whitney Mercilus?
Probably a two. Probably. Depending on what you do defensively, you might have a surplus there if those guys are back and healthy.
Yeah. I'm on team burn it to the ground and start from scratch. I'm on team Bob McNair steps away from the team. Cal McNair takes over day-to-day operations.
God, don't. No.
I mean, I think it's time.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't know Cal McNair from Adam. But I do know you've got an owner who's clearly out of touch based on what he said earlier this season. But I'm for new GM, new coach, new coaching staff.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. See, I didn't do it that time.
Good job.
You know why I don't trust Cal McNair?
Why?
Freestanding mustache guy.
Just
saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
So if you missed any of that great stuff, all available at podcastarena.com, and we're not simulcasting on 94.1 today, so terribly sorry to hear that. Texter asked, do you remember the worst beat of your betting career? I certainly do. I remember.
I don't.
Mine was easy. 2008 World Series of Poker Circuit event, New Orleans, main event, five spots from the money. There was a luck box at the table who had just, he went all in the first 10 minutes with pocket eights against aces and queens and, of course, hit his eight and took out two guys. And I was second in chips. He was first in chips. And he'd just been a luck box the whole time. And so now he's bullying. I'm big blind with 10-9 of hearts. He raises. I call flop 10-10-9. Exactly what I'm looking for. I'm just waiting for this opportunity to go after this guy. Yeah. And I also know usually in that situation, I'm going to check and reel him in. But every single time anybody bet into him, he'd just gone all in. So I went ahead and let out, and of course he goes all in, and I snap call, and he turns over ace jack, and I'm like, perfect. And the guy next to me says, I folded an ace. So the only thing that beats me is ace ace or jack jack. Ace ace on the turn in the river.
Oh boy.
Knocked me out of the tournament, didn't make the money, and that sent me into about a 1-year spiral where I played like garbage for about a year because that got in my head. I was like, and there's not a person in the world that doesn't take that scenario, even if the cards are face up.
Yeah.
And it just the situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's obviously a big moment.
Right. Because honestly,
that makes it extra memorable.
Honestly, if I win that hand, I think I'm winning the tournament at that point because I'm going to be a massive chip leader. And I think there was going to be 22 players left at that point. And of course, that guy barely cashed. He wound up donking off all the chips.
Ugh.
And it was supposed to happen there. So, yeah, that one I remember, but the rest of them is just kind of like, they happen. Bad beats happen. Sometimes you put bad beats on people. I've probably had 1,000 horse races where I came up a nose short.
All right.
Somebody didn't kick an extra point late in the game, so that didn't cover. I mean, it happens. But that's the only one that sticks in my head for just because of the situation. That was and the fact that it screwed up my game for about a year after that because that really did get in my head. I was afraid to play anything unless I had the stone nuts, and of course I had the stone nuts on the flop. that was a bad part because on the river I had just as good a chance of making quads as he did of beating me with an ace, because there was one ace left in the deck.
Yeah.
So, and then that's where I quit telling people I folded an ace, because that just made it worse when the guy next to me said that.
That is pretty nasty.
I mean, you're just gonna, because, you know, what do you do? But, okay, so this was going to be the gem of the day. Seven states that are going to be next in line to legalize marijuana.
Okay.
Would you like to hear them?
I'd love to.
Unfortunately, one of them is not the great state of Texas. Son of a... Vermont is set to pass this on January 3rd.
Okay.
I have to be honest. I think I have been to just about every state in this country.
Never been to Vermont?
I don't think I've ever been to Vermont.
It's on my list of places I want to go, mostly for beer purposes. But
yeah. I've been to Rhode Island, but I've never been to Vermont. Haven't been to Vermont, haven't been to Alaska.
New Hampshire?
I've been through New Hampshire, yeah.
Okay. Delaware?
Yeah, because I went to Delaware Park one time. I was in Philly.
Okay.
Got on a train and went to Delaware Park.
And you've been to Maine?
I have been to Maine, yes.
Yeah, most of those states up there, north of, like, you know, New York, yeah. I'm out on.
And I've been, well, covering sports, you wind up in some weird places. That's. I mean, how many, if you hadn't have covered UT, would you have ever gone to Manhattan, Kansas?
I went to Kansas when I was in the Army.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so.
But Manhattan?
Like, I went through Manhattan, yeah. Okay.
All right, well, so the Army and covering sports,
yeah.
You've probably gotten to see a lot of places. So Vermont, New Jersey is number two on the list. The new Democratic governor ran on a platform of legalization, which that'll be big business there because everybody will come over from New York. That'll be huge for Jersey, and they need help. Michigan. I'm starting to see a lot of states that maybe are struggling a little bit. This makes sense.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Well, that's good. That's neighboring.
Yeah, but I just don't want to go to Oklahoma. If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to keep driving to Colorado. It's a better state.
Yeah.
It says there are already enough signatures to get medical marijuana on the November ballot. But that's medical marijuana. So Utah, medical marijuana is set to be approved, but only for extreme conditions. That's not good enough.
No.
Missouri, there are three different medical marijuana ballot measures, which could be voted on in 2018. I don't really want to spend much time there. And Virginia. This isn't going to be full or medical, but it's likely that Virginia will see decriminalization.
Okay.
Which basically is what we have in Harris County, is decriminalization. So really, the ones that are looking like Vermont and New Jersey are the ones that look like, in Michigan, are all your big legalizations. And Michigan, yeah, that's on the way to Canada.
It's on your way, yeah.
Although they're apparently legalization's coming in Canada too, which is going to be great.
It'll be great for you.
Yeah, it'll be great for me. I just got to figure out.
I still won't care because I'm not
going to Canada. I have to figure out a way how to get some of that stuff back home without.
FedEx.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course it does.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713.
Now, you'll need someone reliable to sign for it who won't turn you into the cops.
Mm.
And that could be me for a small taxation.
I would give you some anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
Don't I usually say, hey, I got some if you want it here.
Okay.
Do you want to hear this translation?
Yeah.
This is actually pretty funny.
Okay.
Here's the Chinese version.
蓝塞亚平民历斯朗奎宁
And English.
Lansanya Pingling Sinking.
Lansanya Pulling Sinking?
That sounds like Lance Zerline. That's what that sounded like.
Okay.
Okay.
Lansanya Pingling Sinking.
That's the English version.
Yeah. That makes sense then.
Yeah. So, there's that.
So, basically, that was. There's not an English equivalent.
No.
No.
It's just Long Long Ping. Yeah. We need Granado to pronounce those for us.
Sing Ping King Ling.
Female golfer.
Correct.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I was talking, I guess, since we didn't get Brad, if you want to go over some of these remaining college games. Stanford TCU tonight, -3.5 TCU. Do anything for you?
I like it at 3, don't love it at 3, but it's a pass for me at 3.5.
About the over 49. How do you feel about that? I think Stanford's going to score some points in this game. And
they should, but I go back to, and you and I talked about the Iowa State TCU game where there was like 21 total points scored. It just soured me on what
team. Well, that's the thing.
Because Stanford's a good defense.
And if Kenny Hill starts throwing interceptions and TCU can't score, that's what's gotten them beat this year. Michigan State -2 against Washington State. Holiday Bowl.
Holiday Bowl's typically high scoring, which you tend to go with the team that scores, right?
Over-under is only 47.5.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I'll take over.
And I'll go Washington State.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Aggie and Wake Forest tomorrow. That'll be on before us. Wake Forest -3 against Aggie.
You're going Aggie?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think I am either.
Honestly, with a coaching change, and I won't play this game.
Yeah,
at all.
It's a pass for me.
Maybe under 65.
Honestly, and I know we're playing it here, so I'm supposed to pretend like it's a really awesome game to listen to. But that's an unwatchable football game.
But you know what? It's not. It's not an unlistenable football game.
You're right.
Don't watch it on TV because it's unwatchable. But listen to it on ESPN 97.5, and then stick around for the Blitz afterwards.
Right.
Actually, we're simulcasting that game.
But we're not simulcasting us right now.
I'm not the one who made that call.
Well, get your bleep together, pal. It's not funny. All right, guys, you want to win $3,000 tonight?
I do.
Then you know what you need to do? As soon as the show's over, get your butt over to Lions Poker Palace. And right now, today, $80 plus $20 no limit hold'em tournament. The 20 is your seat fee. $3,000 guaranteed to first place. How many $80 tournaments are you going to play where you're guaranteed $3,000 for first? Only going to be at Lions Poker Palace. This place is fantastic. And, man, that tournament is so much fun. And I played it a couple weeks ago. They've got great weekly tournaments. They've got great weekend tournaments. Tomorrow night's a big one, $7,500 to first. But tonight you can get $3,000. So get on over there. I mean, this place is as cool as any place you're going to find. It's as good as any of the Vegas casinos that we go to. Better than most, frankly.
Agreed.
It's just a terrific place to play poker.
Yeah, there are some. Sometimes you go to those rooms in Vegas, and you're like, really? This is the place? Lions. I'll be honest. I was surprised because I've seen some of these poker rooms before that pop up, and I was like, okay, well, I'll go check it out. And you walk in the place, and it's like, wow, this is a top notch place, man. They've got 10 tables. They've got a ton of television, 18, I think, and they carry all the packages, so they'll put whatever you want to watch on television. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace. They'll give you all the info for tournaments and events there, or just stop by and check them out, 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them here on ESPN. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit.
That's Blitz25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Crank that up, man. You got that too low. There you go. Much better. All right. Do we want to do sports or do we want to do non-sport? What do you want to do here? I'm kind of sportsed out, to be honest with you.
All right. Then let's go away.
You know, there's some other games. I do want to mention that I am on the Memphis-Iowa State over 66. I also like Memphis -4 in that game, less than I like the over, but I like Memphis quite a bit there. And the over quite a bit more. Well, I like the over quite a bit. I like Memphis a little bit. And I think I like LSU against Notre Dame.
I think I do, too.
I haven't decided on that one yet, but
when are the championship games, or like the semifinals? Those are on New Year's Day, right?
They're on New Year's Day.
They're on Monday.
So
we're playing all three of those back-to-back-to-back.
LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson?
Yep.
Nice. That's another thing that you want to listen to. You don't want to watch.
I'm highly confident that Alabama is going to win.
Really?
I'm not highly confident in the other game, one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on Alabama. I kind of like Georgia against OU, but I also think if OU wins that game, I think they win the whole thing. I don't know.
Because Oklahoma is, to me, they're last year's Clemson. They've got a special quarterback going, and that could be enough to just win them a championship. Nobody else does.
Yeah, I also think Georgia's got a good chance to beat them. I think they match up.
I think Georgia couldn't run all over them.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Squeezing a quick call. Adam. What's up?
Yeah, I thought you said you wanted to play male golf or female golf or food.
No. No. Really?
It's the wrong show.
Yeah, that was a reference to the other show. That's a Granado thing. Did we hit the people start hitting the bars a little early today?
Maybe so. I mean, listen, people are enjoying their time off, man.
That's good. That's good. Keep enjoying it.
How many packages would you allow to be stolen from your doorstep before you took some action?
I allowed one, and then I bought a bunch of security stuff. But you mean like putting dog poo in there or something?
Yeah. Or having your stuff delivered to a UPS store or something like that.
Well, the thing is, and this is on the people who deliver it, and so if you're USPS, I'm talking to you, we have very specific instructions that to leave them out back, because out back is gated off. So you have to have the code for the gate, which USPS has.
Yeah.
And you leave them in the back, and nobody's going to steal them because it'd just be my neighbors. And every time we've had anything left back there, we were out of town once, and they were there for 3 days, and nobody did anything with them. So, yeah, that I don't worry about, but they don't do it. And yesterday, I just so happened to be home, but they left it out on the sidewalk, which, you know, people walk by that sidewalk 50 times a day. You can just reach down and grab it and walk off. So that's kind of on them. But, you know, I've got it now where if somebody does get in the front and take it, I'm going to have video of them, so I'll know who they are, and then I'll track them down and kill them.
That's the way.
Actually,
they're probably not going to wear a name tag.
No, but I will post them all over
the interwebs.
Well, actually, there's this really cool thing. I'm sure you guys have that next door for your neighborhood too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just post it on there. People do that all the time if they get a picture of somebody ripping you off. But as far as retaliation, see, I'd love to, you know, what I don't understand is why if I put a living snake in there, then it's against the law.
I don't get that.
But because it's against the law for them to steal my crap. So they're more protected than I am. I hate that law. I should be able to put a living rattlesnake in a box. So if somebody cuts it open, they get bit, and that's on them for stealing from me.
I think I'm going to do that.
That's illegal. You get to that's assault. You get in trouble for that.
I'll get in trouble. You know what? I'm scared to go to jail, Fred? Look at me.
You know what? I like this idea because you know what we can do?
It's worth it.
Well, we've got really good friends who are lawyers.
Yeah.
And I think we do this and make this a national case, and we get new legislation that allows us to put rattlesnakes in boxes that people are stealing.
Here's the problem for me. How am I going to get the rattlesnake into the box? Like, where do you find a rattlesnake?
Well, right now it'd be kind of hard to find one. It's too cold.
Yeah.
So, most
of the packages get stolen around Christmas time.
Yeah.
So do you get one in the summertime and then just raise it? To kill?
Raise it as your own. Yes.
And teach it to kill and maim?
Yes. And train it so that when the box comes open, it goes bam right after him.
Okay.
Or maybe something else. You know what you could do right now? Put a rat in there.
A rat will just scare them.
Unless he bites them and gives them rabies and they die.
You know what you could do? You could fill like an aquarium with cockroaches.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then dump all the cockroaches. Like if you dump 200 cockroaches into a box and someone opened that up in their living room, there's cockroaches all over their house now.
Or even in their car.
Oh, it's so good. Oh,
you know what? Lawyer Dave can tell us about the law on snakes in a box.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's up, Lawyer Dave?
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ.
Hey,
no,
Dave.
You cannot do that. It's called premeditated murder or attempted murder if you put a snake or a shotgun in a box.
But what if the box is there for me? Like, that's where I just keep my snake.
Well, that just doesn't work because... I suppose if you did not put the snake in the box and someone was delivering you a poisonous snake, that would be okay. But if you set it up yourself, it goes back to an old case from the 1870s where a guy put a shotgun next to his window. So when the window opened, it went off, and sure enough, it did, and killed somebody. And the judges took severe umbrage at that.
Well, that worked on Home Alone.
Well, okay, I stand corrected.
but here, let me ask you this. Let's say someone they climb into my backyard and they're trying to break into my house. And my dog bites them. Am I in trouble?
Because you're good.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, no, you're good. In fact, Texas has it. So if someone's in your backyard and they're trying to break into your house, you can shoot them. Because you will tell the police, or if that ever should happen, that you were just defending your house and home. And in Texas, that's legal.
So, but I can't do that by putting a rattlesnake in a box on my front porch for home security.
Which they're stealing from me. They're stealing the box.
Well, no traps are allowed. That's premeditated. See, that's kind of that's where you cross the line. That's premeditated stuff.
I would just say, I don't know where that box came from, honestly. I think somebody was trying to get me with that rattlesnake, and they got someone else. And I think the judge would side with me because, I could honestly picture someone putting a rattlesnake on my doorstep. People don't like me sometimes.
Well, Fred, save lots of money because it's going to cost you a ton for me to defend you if you decide to pull that off.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Don't you need all to right, do boys. Some? You need I'm to do some sorry. Pro bono work, don't you?
Well, I would do a pro bono for either one of you two fellas, that's for sure. But I think even though a judge might find it perhaps amusing, but and certainly justice, unfortunately the case law goes against us on that one.
So if he died, I would really go to prison for murder?
It depends on how many of your past offenses they found out about.
Okay.
But probably not. If you did go, it wouldn't be for very long, okay?
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. We'll plead you out to manslaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Law and Order. We'll just plead it out.
If I can avoid long prison time, I'm still thinking about this. I'm so against stealing packages.
Yeah, I think you'd be better off doing your time in federal lockup because it's a lot nicer place.
Yeah, that's where you'd get me sent, right?
I sure would.
Okay,
I would.
You're my guy, Dave. That's why you're my guy.
I am your guy. That's for sure.
thanks, buddy.
Well, man. This lady, she had 50 packages stolen from her doorstep.
Oh, God.
So she decided to put, and one of the packages was her cat's medicine, because I guess her cat's really sick, so it's crapping everywhere.
Yeah.
And so she filled up 6 boxes with the cat's litter. that apparently smells awful because her cat's got diarrhea, and those got stolen. So someone got six boxes of crappy cat litter.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean.
But see,
it wouldn't deter me long term.
I hate the idea that I can't put a snake in a box to stop a thief.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
They can break the law and steal my boxes. I put a rattlesnake in there and it bites him and he dies and I have to go to prison.
Can we agree? No justice, no peace. Yeah, I thought so.
The laws just favor the criminals.
They do.
All right.
Look who's on the phone. Rafael
Esparza.
Esparza.
Talk a little Vegas Sports Informer with Doc Sports. Follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. And also involved with my bookie, which I freaking love my bookie. And Rafael, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. You got any action on either of these college games tonight? Stanford, TCU, or Michigan State, Washington State?
Well, I would think since the surprising of how the Big Ten has looked so far, why don't you ride Michigan State tonight? I mean, Purdue pulled out the upset yesterday, and Iowa wins yesterday, beats Boston College, and I thought Michigan State was probably the better of those two teams. I just like the way Michigan State defense will maybe be able to control the tempo of this game, so I'm going to take the Spartans tonight. I really like the way they ended the season. I just think Washington State, they're a one-dimensional team. If they can't run the ball, and they're just going to concentrate on throwing, Michigan State's defense will be ready for that. So I like the Spartans tonight, only laying -2.
What about A&M and Wake Forest tomorrow? A lot of Aggies listen to our station, so you got any opinions on that one?
I like the Demon Deacons. I think their defense has played well, and I think here, if you're a Demon Deacons, you need to run the ball because I don't think you want to have a passing attack or go toe-to-toe with A&M, what they can produce on offense. And just right now, with the coaching carousel with Texas A&M, I just think Wake Forest will be the better, more focused team. And Wake Forest is always good in bowl games. I think they've covered 4 of their last 5 bowl games. So give me a Wake Forest. Wake Forest at the Belk Bowl tomorrow against Texas A&M.
One game I like quite a bit. I like the over on Iowa State-Memphis. I've been riding the Memphis overs now for about 6 weeks, and they've been good to me. Tell me why I'm wrong about that one.
You're not wrong on that because the total is 66, and Memphis can maybe put up a 66 mark on this game. And you figure, here's Iowa State. You need to keep that Memphis passing attack on the sidelines, and I don't think Iowa State will be able to run the ball. So I think they're going to have to pass, and if that's the case, I like Memphis laying a small 4. It was 3 earlier, but now the public is betting all the way up to 4. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a shootout fest. If there's going to be one big high-scoring game, I think it's this one at the Liberty Bowl. I think Memphis, Iowa State pulls up a big number.
I feel much better now. So let's ask you about the big ones coming up on the first. Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alabama, Clemson. What are your opinion on those two?
I'm running the hot quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy. This game reminds me of the old Rose Bowl of USC and Texas, and look what happened when Texas won it. Vince Young got drafted high. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have that type of a game where he's going to lead his team to victory and maybe boost up the NFL rankings for the draft. I like Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma Sooners. If they can play like they did against Oklahoma State and like they did against Ohio State, I think they win this team. Because I just don't think Georgia, who is just a one-dimensional team, all they're going to do is run it. If you're going to tell me that Georgia's going to beat them through the air, I'm saying give me Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma +2. And then in Clemson, Alabama now -3, which was weird because Clemson opened up a small favor. Now all the money coming in on Bama, and I like Alabama. I think they get the revenge from last year's defeat. And I like Alabama to even beat Oklahoma in the national championship. They're the 4th-ranked team in the playoffs. Kind of disrespectful, that one loss that came late. I think Nick Saban is going to drool and get that trophy and gonna laugh at everyone that thought that they shouldn't have been in the Final Four. I think Alabama beats and gets their revenge against Clemson.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, and you can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Great stuff as always, Rafael. Appreciate the time, sir.
Take it easy. Have a great New Year, guys.
And you do the same. Now I got to tell you about my bookie. Because if you want to get in on any of those games, that's your place to do it. MyBookie.ag and industry-leading sportsbook. They hook you up for all your betting needs. In last weekend of NFL, you got college football, hockey if you want to get in on that, and more. They've got pretty much everything. All these bowl games, they got you covered. You like horses? Like me? They got you covered. Greyhounds? They got you covered. All of it. And if you want to test your luck in a casino, they put instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots right there in the palm of your hand. Because They have a great mobile site. You can jump right on your phone and bet on anything. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713 has it nailed, A.J. You can always just leave the rattlesnake in the box on the front porch of an a-hole neighbor. Boom. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Our intern out there was talking about using those dye packs. That might be a good plan.
Yeah, are those? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Is that assault? Somebody text me in Texas.
I don't think so. I mean, it's not. It doesn't hurt them because otherwise.
Banks can do it. Yeah, why can't we?
If a bank can do it, we should be able to do it.
I think so.
If you steal a bank, if you rob a bank, you get the dye pack. If you rob my front porch, catch that dye pack, bro. Be walking around looking like a Smurf for the next 2 weeks.
I like that idea. That's got to be legal. Where can we get these dye packs?
Well, I guess we should rob a bank.
That's true.
They've got them.
Well, that would kind of defeat the purpose if we robbed a bank.
We'll rob the bank and put what we steal in the Amazon box.
Okay.
The dye pack will explode on them. Then not only will they go to jail for robbing our house, but they'll be accused of robbing the bank.
Interesting.
Boom. And what are they going to say? Oh, I didn't get it from the bank. I got it from Fred's house. He had it in an Amazon box.
Yeah, sure he did. Says otherwise, buddy.
Tell it to the judge is what they'll say. And then the judge will say, dude, why would Fred rob a bank and then leave all the cash sitting on his front porch in an Amazon box?
That would be just silly of me.
What dummy would, and yeah.
And I'll have an alibi because I'll say, oh, no, I was hanging out with Hoffman.
Yeah.
Oh, you were doing a radio show.
Yeah.
While your house got burglarized.
Exactly. I saw it right here on Arlo on my phone while it was happening. 318 says, prosecutor here, assault equals intentionally causing pain to another.
Okay. I don't want to cause pain. I just want him to go to jail.
Well, I just.
And have a blue face.
Yeah. But I'm intentionally causing pain to somebody who's trying to rip me off. An honest person who walks by and sees the box? No problem. Criminal who's going to steal the box? Yes, I want to inflict some pain on him. Does that make me a bad guy?
I don't know. What if I put my dog in a box and the dog attacks them when they try to take it?
Ooh, interesting.
Because it's my dog, and that's like, you know, she's protecting my homestead. If I put a beware of dog sign up on the front door before I do that, am I covered?
I don't know.
Or what if I have a beware of rattlesnake sign on my front door?
Oh, Jeff just tweeted us a place where you can buy the visible
dye packs. Yeah. There we go.
Thief detection powder is what it's called.
There we go.
It can be used to trap thieves by applying it to objects likely to be stolen. Almost instant impact. When the protected item comes into contact with moisture on the skin, the marking powder creates a highly visible stain, which can last for several days and is difficult to remove.
Good. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. You know what would happen? I would order this on Amazon, and it would get stolen before I could get it.
Yeah.
That would happen. And so it wouldn't go off on anybody. I just think if people are going to steal boxes, we should have some defense against this. That's all. I mean, I'm not asking to kill him. I mean, a snake bite would. I just want the snake to scare the living crap out of him.
That's all.
That'd be funny. All right. So how about this? A non-lethal snake that bites. How about that?
Would there be any poison or just the pain of a bite?
Just the pain of a bite. But that would dissuade them.
I'll be honest. If a snake bit me, I would immediately go to the hospital just in case it was poisonous. Because I feel like all snakes are a little bit poisonous.
So they're all a little bit scary.
I don't trust any snake. That's why people say, oh, there's good snakes and bad snakes. And I literally shoot every snake. So there's good snakes and bad snakes, but I don't like any of them. So if any snake bit me and like I saw its fang go into my skin, I would immediately rush to the hospital because I would say I would tell them I'm dying. I don't know what kind of snake bit me, but I'm dying.
We grew up. My grandparents had like a little farm, so I saw every kind of snake. So I knew I know the bad ones and the good ones. So actually, there's certain snakes that I like.
Not me.
But the older I get, the less I want to be around them. And man, I've run across a couple out camping, and I'm not really a fan of them anymore. I had a pet snake when I was a kid. I had a bunch of weird pets. I had a pet snake. My brother had a. Had a lizard, a tarantula.
Oh, no.
I had a possum.
What?
I had a possum that I kept in a cage, yeah.
Why don't you guys, what was wrong with the dog?
Had that too. But see, we'd find.
My dog would kill a possum if I brought it home.
Well, I don't ask me why. I had the possum. I was probably 5 years old.
By the way, possums are the most vile-looking creatures.
Yeah, they are. They're.
I would have nightmares if I was 5 years old and I woke up and looked over and there was a possum looking at me.
They look like fat rats. But, yeah, Pete the possum.
Crazy.
Try to think what else. We had a bunch of weird pets, mainly because you find all these, we call them horn toads.
Yeah.
We used to have a bunch of those on the farm.
Are those the ones that could, like, force blood out of their eyes?
They never did it. You just pick them up by the horns. I never actually saw that happen, even with those.
Except for the time that he cut their eyes out. And then it happened.
No. But I don't know what happened to those, but the farm was, like, between Hitchcock and Santa Fe down there.
Yeah.
And growing up, there were hundreds of those things around. And then by the time they wound up selling the farm, they were all gone.
Hey, I've got a conundrum here.
Yes? Are you conundrumed?
Well, we've got two calls on the line. And I've got a Hoffman on Hollywood if we want to do it. But I kind of wanted to talk about the Rockets.
Okay.
Do you want to take these calls and talk Rockets or do Hoffman on Hollywood?
We'll let you choose when we come back. Before we go to break, though, because Tyler's already playing music and he's not supposed to be, because I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies.
Tell me all about it.
See how I bailed you out of that, Tyler?
Thank you.
That was my bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you for saving him.
That's all right. That's what we do. We look out for each other, and that's what you can do. You can look out for the kids at Texans Can Academies by donating a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Well, guys, donate them. Become the latest blitzer to do it. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they can come and tow it. And they're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And you get a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And all that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. And what they do there is they take in kids who dropped out of other schools or are going to have to drop out because maybe they have to get a job to support their family. Or maybe they have problems getting to school. So they get them bus passes. They'll get them glasses if they need it. They even feed them if they need that. And these kids go on to graduate. They do great things. And it's all because of your donations. So give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Quick shout out to SportsMap. Go check out SportsMap.com. Great stuff on there. And Alamo Bowl, TCU versus Stanford coverage begins at 8 p.m. You want to catch the end of this shootout between Okie Light and Virginia Tech? Over on SportsMap 94.1, but don't go until we're done here. So what'd you decide? What do you want to do?
I decided the guy's been waiting on hold for 22 minutes.
Yeah, let's let him on.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
Go ahead, Derek.
Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports, Derek.
Hey, going to the OSU-USC game tomorrow. Just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on that.
I liked the matchup when they made it. Stylistically, the matchup favors Ohio State. But I don't know. I'm not counting USC out. I think they're good. I think that they got better as the season went on. And Ohio State may be suffering from a little bit of that. We talk about this sometimes, like, are you bummed out that you didn't make it?
Yeah, and that'd be my only pause with Ohio State is how motivated are they going to be for this, considering that they think they belong in the playoff.
Yeah.
And so you can react that two ways. You can either go, oh, we have a lot to prove, or let's just enjoy the game and get out without getting hurt. And I think USC does have something to prove. So I might, if you force me to bet it, I'd probably lean USC, although I think Ohio State's a better team.
I do too.
So, but yeah, motivation would worry me about that one.
But I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's worth checking out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you're a Buckeye fan, of course you're checking it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so now do you want to do Hoffman Hollywood?
Do you want to do that, or do you want to talk a little bit of Rockets?
All right, let's talk Rockets.
Because the Rockets are in. I mean, they're still a game and a half out of first, so it's not like it's the end of the world. They're 25-7. They're really good, but there's a good possibility that they'll have a 5-game losing streak by the end of this week. At Boston and at Washington, their next two, and you know when you're losing to the LA teams and Oklahoma City, though these games seem even tougher. Do you think that this is all just because of the injuries, the guys that are missing, and if so, are you still concerned because knowing Chris Paul's injury history, if he's hurt come playoff time, is this what your team is?
Well, yeah, if he's hurt come playoff time, this is what your team is. That means you're good enough to beat bottom feeders. You're not going to be good enough to go very far in the playoffs. So that would be my concern. And no, it's not just Chris Paul, though. It's the fact that Mbamute was giving you really good minutes. Capella being out, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
When this team's completely healthy, then I'm not worried about them at all. Now, the concern is how healthy will they be? And can they... Yeah, I don't care if Chris Paul's available right now. I need him available in April.
Yeah.
Same thing with Capella. You know, get him right.
And we talked about Chris Paul when they made the deal. Chris Paul, like the idea of Chris Paul is so great. Chris Paul's never healthy anymore.
No, but you don't need him to be for a full season, but you need him to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you're going to do any kind of damage there, and that's... So, you know what? Get him right now. Just like, he missed all that time early. That's fine. I think now, though, it's a combination of not having him, not having Capella, who's now going to miss both of these games. I mean, that's a big loss for them. That's a guy who provides something that really nobody else, and Nene does to a lesser extent, but I think you can't play him too many minutes. You want him to be healthy for the playoffs, too, yeah. Like he was last year, and then you use him a lot. But I think Capella is as big a loss for what he gives to the team. So getting him back would be big. And I'm not worried about them if everybody's healthy, but I'd be silly not to worry about them, worry about the health, because it's been an issue for Chris Paul's entire career. ATX said, but isn't there like 10 months left until the playoffs? Yeah, let's see, 5, 7, yeah, 9 months. So you can go, you know what you can go do tonight? You can go get a baby put in you, and when the baby comes out, it'll be playoff time. How's that?
Okay. All right. Now we can do a Hoffman on Hollywood story. I know we don't have time for a lot. How much time do we have?
About 2 minutes.
Okay. 2 minutes. That's enough to tell you about what's going on with Sylvester Stallone. You know, he got accused of rape now?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Santa Monica police said they were examining a complaint of sexual misconduct dating from the 1990s. Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
I think it was during the Throw Mama from the Train era. He denies the complaints, says it's completely fabricated. His lawyer said a woman filed a police report alleging a rape that occurred 27 years ago. So we're talking like literally 1990. So it may have been Throw Mama from a Train era Stallone. The police lieutenant says, I can confirm we received an allegation of sexual misconduct involving Mr. Stallone. The alleged victim came forward to report the incident in November. The alleged incident occurred in the early 1990s in Santa Monica. I can't imagine, though, I say that, but I can't imagine that Sylvester Stallone would have needed to rape anybody in like 1990 when he was like a megastar. But
that's a good point.
A lot of these dudes don't need to be raping and they're doing it anyway. And
like TJ Miller, apparently.
Right. Yeah. So, and
he wasn't in Throw Mama from the Train.
He wasn't?
No.
I thought he was the son.
No,
of
Danny,
Mama.
Danny DeVito.
Or no, Stallone, I was thinking of Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That's what
I thought. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that, I can't believe you confused Sylvester Stallone with Danny DeVito.
No, I confused the movies. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is what I was thinking of. A different mom movie.
That was
movie.
Like Estelle Getty, right? Wasn't she?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Different mom movie. My bad.
On that note, let's get the bleep out
Sorry,
of here.
Fred!
We'll be back tomorrow as soon as the Aggie game is done.
Make it quick, Ag.
Yeah, until then, stay sporty, bitches.